It's a real privilege for me to be here and talk about this water issue. I just wanted to open up with a quotation by Wallace Stegner. He said that water is the true wealth in a dry land. Without it, land is worthless, or nearly so. And if you control the water, you control the land that depends on it. And for a long time, since the first, invasion by the Europeans into this country, water was a public resource. And now water is being privatized, bought up by water companies, and sold to the highest bidder. And it's because water flows towards money, especially in a state like Nevada. We're the driest state in the country, the average of about 6 inches or less of rainfall. But we're the fastest growing state. There's about 4,000 people per month moving into Las Vegas. And so there's a huge demand for water. And there's these, there's a lot of water underneath here. It's called the deep carbonate aquifer. And it's prehistoric water, hundreds of thousands, millions of years old. But once you use it, it's not like taking water out of a spring that can it's recharged. Once you take water out of that deep carbonate aquifer, it's gone forever. And there is efforts in Las Vegas to extract that from the deep carbonate aquifer and pipe it into Las Vegas. There's also efforts from Washoe County up north where Reno is based. They've filed on all the unappropriated water rights all the way north the Oregon border to build a series of pipelines to bring it down into Reno, because Reno in that area is growing really fast. There is a project that is on again, off again, called EcoVision, which is an idea to build pipelines all the way from Elko County into Reno. And so these things are happening all over the state. And part of it is the fact that people have gotten used to a wasteful lifestyle in which the water, they take for granted that water is always going to be there. And it's it's scandalous and it's sacrilegious, the use of water in our state, because you just look at Las Vegas and their allocation from the Colorado River, which they can't get any more out of, that is about 300,000 acre feet a year. An acre foot is enough water to cover an acre of land with a foot of water, or it's about as much as an average family of four will use in a year. But they're going to, just out of that 300,000 acre feet of water they get from the Colorado River, they waste 30,000 acre feet, 10% of that, and that's treated water, drinking water. That's what they irrigate their golf courses with. And their first two phases of this Las Vegas water grab is for about that much water. First phase is about 16,000 acre feet. The second phase is about 22,000 acre feet. So that'll be enough to feed their golf courses. And we're really trying to get things like that out so that people in Las Vegas, where the political power is, will feel in a sense of indignation over what's being done in their name. The other thing is that they're building man-made lakes in Las Vegas and pretty much changing the climate down there. It's a lot it's a lot more humid down there than it's been. And, 1% of their Colorado River allocation is just lost by evaporation from their man-made lakes alone that they're building down there. There's another company that's involved in all this, and it's called the Vidler Water Corporation. And they are the largest private owner of water rights in the state of Nevada. They're a subsidiary of another corporation that's the largest private landowner in the state, Nevada Land and Water Resource Company. And between them, they control a lot of money and a lot of people in power. And they're very ambitious. And in fact, they just sent me a letter in response to an article that I wrote about in our newsletter threatening to sue our organization if we did not start printing the truth, according to them. So it is the first time we've ever gotten a letter threatening us with libel before. And we've written some pretty incendiary things. So I consider it a badge of honor. In fact, I'm a little insulted. It's the first time in 20 years that I've been threatened with that. So But they're tough, and again, they because they have so much money, they have a lot of power, and they do control a lot of people in our legislature and in our congressional delegation, and they are a formidable adversary. You know, we think the Department of Energy is difficult to fight, or the BLM. They are all very strong, powerful forces. Vidler is another one, and but I'm confident that may not be in our lifetime, but I am confident that one day, you know, people will get the idea that we don't want to be controlled by these entities. We want our freedom, and we can't have freedom yet live under control of entities like these. One of the things we're going to be doing in the next every year, we're having our first annual tour of these areas that are going to be impacted by the Las Vegas water grab. Thought it was really important for people in Las Vegas who never get north of the Clark County line to go to places like Paranagat Valley, a beautiful wildlife refuge, and to go into White Pine County. And so we're going to start off next Friday, and we have legislators and agency people and biologists and hydrologists, and we're going out the first night. We're going to spend in Duckwater, because they're next to Railroad Valley, and Railroad Valley is a place that is slated with being their groundwater pumped. And then we're going into Great Basin National Park and Ely and Lund, meeting with farmers and ranchers and some of the indigenous people along the way. And we're hoping that, you know, slowly we can start building a movement and an effort in Las Vegas to say, you know, don't do this in our name. You know, we'll conserve more. We'll tear out our stupid lawns. We will put the brakes on growth. You know, we'll do what we can, but leave rural Nevada alone. You know, that's the heart and the soul of our state. That's where there's, you know, well, you know it because you're here, and I don't have to go into it, but you know, sucking the water out is just going to kill these areas, and we want people in Las Vegas to say no. You know, that's not acceptable, and that's the way. That's kind of our organizing strategy. So I brought some maps of the first phase of the pipeline corridors, just in Lincoln County, if you want to see them and or pass them around or whatever. And then I brought some kind of fact sheets with addresses where you can write if you like to Harry Reid. In fact, Harry Reid and the rest of our congressional delegation are going to be introducing a bill very soon, in the next month or so, to help grease the skids for this. And we're very concerned about it because it's going to allow Vidler to build these pipelines without first doing the proper environmental studies, and also without doing these hydrologic studies that, you know, you start sucking out the water from 1,000 feet below. What's it going to do to the spring up there? I mean, people who have lived out here will say it's not going to be good. So this fact sheet talks about that bill and who to write to if you're interested. And then the last page on that is information about our water tour. I'd like you to come and feel free to come on that tour and join us at any part of the deal that you can. I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak out here. I really appreciate all the work that everybody around this circle is doing, and it's good to be here. So thanks. www.planevada.org.
Bob's talking about the water issues. I know at the Defense Project we're watching water issues real closely too, because we're seeing with this push to attempt to pay the Shoshone off for their lands, the treaty territory that we attempt to keep a, you know, monitoring of what's going on is approximately 60 million acres of land, about 90% of which the U.S. claims as public lands. So a lot of the activities that other organizations in the state are looking at, you know, also relate to the Shoshone lands, and we're concerned that if this payoff is pushed through, a lot of these types of water grabs, land exchanges, opening up of the energy development and mining is going to come fast and hard. So it's just real good to work closely with other organizations that can help us to watch